Developing international markets is not so different to planting a wheat crop, as Gary Miller-Shasky, a farmer and the chairman of the Kansas Wheat Commission, learned during a recent board team trade mission in sub-Saharan Africa organized by U.S. Wheat Associates. Both require substantial investments up front, and it takes time to recap the returns. Ultimately, however, it is the people who take the time to share their experiences and expertise with others that allow farmers and end users to weather the difficulties of the day. Miller-Shasky joined wheat farmers from Ohio and Oklahoma on the 10-day Sub-Saharan Africa Board Team Trade Mission in March. The mission was led by U.S. Wheat Director of Programs, Catherine Miller. The team was connected to millers and wheat buyers in South Africa and Nigeria by U.S. Wheat Associates Regional Director Chad Wygand and U.S. Wheat Cape Town Programs and Marketing Specialist Dominique Opperman. Sub-Saharan Africa covers 42 countries on the African continent and is home to the population of 1.1 billion people. The region has averaged 5% market growth in wheat imports since 2012 and 2013 marketing year. But the market is extremely competitive, and the European Union has dominated exports to sub-Saharan Africa for the last 2 years. Nigeria is the largest individual market within the region and traditionally imports a substantial amount of wheat. Nigeria ranked as the fourth largest buyer of U.S. wheat in 2021-2022 marketing year, with a total of 65.15 million bushels, representing a 30% market share. Shifting macroeconomic factors, however, are hurting the Nigerian economy, including inflation of more than 21%, a devalued currency that fell more than 70% against the U.S. dollar, and escalating interest rates. When it comes to wheat, higher food prices have driven local consumption down. Miller-Shasky reported that Nigerian flour mills, some of the largest in the world, were only running at 60 to 70% efficiency. Those factors combined have meant a shift in importing the lowest cost wheat in the world. As a result, Nigerian imports of U.S. wheat are down more than 68% from the same time the year prior at 8.93 million bushels thus far in the 2023-2024 marketing year. Despite the downturn, the U.S. Wheat board team members were welcomed by millers who purchased U.S. wheat as the team toured their facilities. These flour mills send regular representatives to the United States to check out the growing wheat crop and snag rides in combines like Miller-Shasky's. Those relationships are part of that long-term investment between the two nations that helps weather economic difficulties and short harvests. On a tour of a flour mill in Durban, South Africa, the team met up with Sean Teeley, Associate Director and Flour Milling and Grain Processing Curriculum Manager for K-State's International Grains Program Institute. Teeley was there as part of a technical assistance project to help South African mills improve their milling efficiency, including by running samples of U.S. wheat shipped over in containers. Working with flour millers is an important part of U.S. Wheat Associates' efforts in Africa, especially with up-and-coming millers who are just learning their trade. Miller-Shasky and the two other wheat farmers returned home with more global view of the struggles and success in the wheat industry. Learn more about the U.S. Wheat Associates Board Team Trade Mission at uswheat.org. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Amelia Schatz.